Hello and welcome. It is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. You've seen him as a published author in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Sunday Morning News with Kara Sundlin, and as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's the author of five of his own books, including The Money Map, and Forced to Retire, and most recently, The Lump Sum Pension Payment Guide. Joel, what's happening? How are you this week?
Well, doing real well this week. We've got a good show. We're going to talk about retiring successfully in a world of chaos. Obviously, there's a lot of troubles going on out there in the world today between political troubles and obviously terrorist threats and terrorist attacks, tragically, along with the things that touch our lives, kids going to college, kids graduating from college, kids struggling in life, us getting closer to retirement, maybe parents that are aged. So it is truly a different world than 20, 30, 40 years ago, and sometimes it really feels like a world of chaos. So today, the entire show for you is going to be on how to retire successfully in a world of chaos. And by the way, if you're already retired, like well over half of our clients are, then we also want you to be listening to how to manage your portfolio, how to manage your retirement in a world of chaos. So, John, I'm excited. We've got a lot of things to talk about today on how to retire in a world of chaos.
I think chaos is the perfect word for it. Just last weekend, Molly and I dropped the kids off at my parents' house and went up to my parents' mountain house for the weekend. And, you know, it was 2.5 days. We didn't have the TV on. We barely had our phones on, didn't have our laptops out. And, you know, no kids around. It was just quiet and peaceful. And it's a really quiet neighborhood they have up there. But as soon as we came back, the chaos was so pronounced. Everything, the news, the kids, so much chaos in life. And I think you're exactly right. That applies to pretty much everybody, no matter what station you're at in life. Let's talk about some of the potential retirement strategies that can bring calm to that chaos. Joel, and first and foremost, as we talk about all the time on the show, is have a plan.
Yeah, number one, have a plan. It's so important that you have a plan. And I don't mean some cookie cutter plan that either some online service or some stockbroker has come up with that's just some asset allocation strategy. I mean a true plan. A plan that shows where your assets are, a clear definition of what you owe, what you own, the assets that are going to generate retirement income versus the assets that are hard assets that you're going to use, like a home, not like maybe a vacation home, automobiles, insurance policies, and things like that. Have a plan, and your plan should be so simple that your teenage son, daughter, or grandson or granddaughter can look at it and say, oh, I understand where all grandma and grandpa's money is, or I understand where all mom and dad's money is. And obviously, I'm not suggesting you necessarily share everything with your kids, but that's the idea. It should be simplified. That's what gives people peace of mind, and that's also what allows you to get help from maybe a family member when you get to the point where maybe you can't quite manage everything yourself. So have a plan, have it professionally done, have somebody tell you what order to spend money in out of your different accounts, because most of us have different retirement accounts and different accounts, and make sure that you know what rate of return you need on your assets so that you can do all the things that you want to do for the rest of your life. So have a plan, first and foremost.
One of the components of that plan to help you make calm out of the chaos is diversifying. Diversify your investments. And I think everybody understands that you're supposed to do that, but a lot of people think they've done that, but they really haven't.
That's so true. And they think they've done that with a basket of mutual funds, or they think they've done that many times. I've had people come in. In fact, I had a couple come in just a few weeks ago that felt like they were diversified because they had money in three different places with three different companies, two of them were with stockbrokers, and one of them was a direct account that they were managing themselves. And they weren't diversified at all. All of the accounts, when we investigated, and this wouldn't be known to the layman that would look at these things, but when we investigated what's really behind some of the funds and strategies that they own, they were very, very concentrated in some of the largest U.S. stocks, very little diversification. So it's so important to diversify your investments across many different types of investments with the goal, especially once you get within 5 years of retirement, of protecting your principal while earning a reasonable rate of return. any big pension plan, any large endowment, any wealthy family has an investment goal of, number one, protecting capital, and then second, getting a reasonable rate of return. It seems that the individual investor, many of you coming in to see us, forget that. You're trying to pick the best funds. You're trying to pick the best stocks. You're still going for growth. Why is it that the smart money protects principal first and then earns a reasonable rate of return? It's just a subtle shift. If you listen to me there, it's just a subtle shift in the concept of investing, but it's so, so important when you're getting close to or when you're in retirement. And I would venture to say that many of you do not have that type of a philosophy, or the advisors you're working with do not have that type of a philosophy in managing your money.
We're talking about bringing calm to the chaos around you when it comes to your retirement planning and investing. We talked about having a plan, Joel, but that's more of an overall plan. Specifically within that plan, you want to have a plan to generate income.
Correct. So when you think of your overall financial plan, part of that is an income plan. It's a plan to generate income, which means you know exactly which of your investments is going to generate the income, and then how much of that income you're going to spend, because of course you might not spend all of your income. So in order to do that, we need to know how much income you want. Does your advisor, or does that computerized financial calculator that you've used, does it really know, and has it pushed back and questioned the amount of income that you said you wanted? Has your advisor pushed back and questioned the amount of income? See, this should be the foundation of a conversation that starts, which is a much larger conversation about your overall financial plan, but it really needs to start with how much income do you want? What rate of inflation do you think there's going to be? And obviously, we help you figure all this out. But it's a little more complicated than just coming up with, oh, I want $5,000 a month, and can my investments generate it? Because you've got to protect for inflation. You've got to protect for other things that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. So have a plan to generate income. Know which investments are there to generate income, which investments are there for principal protection, and which investments are there for growth. And then also know when the income that you're generating isn't enough, which switch are you going to flip to turn on additional income from other investments? So many times when we build an income plan for people, we know that for the first 5 years of their retirement, they're going to take a certain amount of money out from a certain account. And then after 5 years, they're going to turn on a switch. And in addition to that original amount that they're taking out for the first 5 years, they get a raise. They get some additional money from a different account. You need to know those things in a true income plan. Obviously, it needs to be flexible to adjust with changing times, different interest rates, and stock market changing. But it's so important to have a plan to generate income, especially to retire successfully, as we said, in a world of chaos.
In addition to that income plan, you also want to have a good, solid tax strategy to be sure that you're keeping as much of your money as you possibly can.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And so many people, and we talk about this at our workshops all the time. I did 2 workshops last week. My partner, Eric, also does workshops all over the communities that we serve. And we talk all the time about how people spend so much time trying to squeeze an extra percentage or half a percentage of return out of their investments, and they completely miss the boat when it comes to tax strategies. Wendy and I just redid all our estate planning, and we have a tax strategy in place for our estate planning. We also have a tax strategy in place for when I leave a 401k and an IRA behind that right now, because we've been blessed, is quite substantial. Instead of just leaving it directly to Wendy and the kids, it's controlled by a trust, and the money continues to enjoy tax deferral and can get spread out over not only the next generation of my children, but potentially grandchildren. So have a tax strategy in place to have a proper retirement plan. So again, you can retire successfully in a world of chaos, and you can keep more of what you've worked so hard to earn.
Well, along those same lines, getting more of what you earn, this is not so much keeping more, but getting as much as you can out of the Social Security system. You want to be sure you have a plan to maximize those benefits.
Well, no question about it, John. And this is another area where we see so much misinformation out there. If I was to take a poll right now and ask every one of you listening to me, when should you take Social Security? The majority of people would say age 70. That is not necessarily correct, and it's certainly not correct for everyone. Now, if you're poor, if you've saved very little, if you're horrible with money, if you can't say no to people that are asking you for bailouts all the time, then maybe you should wait till age 70 to take Social Security. But if you have saved money, if you've done fairly well, if maybe even you've saved more than you think you need in retirement, and now it's about living a very comfortable retirement, but also helping out causes and so on, there's a good chance you should take Social Security as early as possible. See, the decision's not right for everybody, but it sells a lot of magazines when you say everybody should wait until age 70 to take Social Security. So again, this is part of an overall financial plan, an overall retirement plan that will allow you to retire successfully in a world of chaos. So let's just review what we've talked about so far. We've talked about, first and foremost, to retire successfully in a world of chaos, or to stay retired successfully in a world of chaos, have a plan. Secondly, diversify your investments. Many people think they're diversified and they're not. Third, have a plan to generate income. Don't just have an overall investment plan, but have a real plan to generate income. And then also part of that should be a tax strategy so that you can keep more of your money. And then the last point we mentioned to be able to retire successfully in a world of chaos is to have a plan to maximize Social Security benefits. And these are the types of things that we help people with, people just like you at Johnson Brunetti. We've been blessed. We have offices all over the area, probably very close to your community. And we want to be able to help you, because the bottom line is you've saved and you've invested for retirement. But the question is, now what? Even if you're already retired, are you set up properly? What are you going to do with your money? How do you make it work for you as hard as you worked to earn it? The answers are in our personalized Money Map Retirement Plan, our Money Map Retirement Review, folks. That's what you've heard us talk about before. And when you go through this unique Money Map process with us in a personal visit, in a personal way where we customize the Money Map for you, you'll discover concrete steps to minimize your risk. You'll discover how to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement, how to avoid the tax trap that could cost you thousands, if not tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars when you count estate taxes and income taxes. You'll discover how to protect everything you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation. And with our Money Map Retirement Review, you'll also learn why so many retirement plans are destined to fail today due to gaping holes and costly mistakes. And in order to get our Money Map Retirement Plan, folks, it's available to the first 10 callers on the show today. This personalized analysis won't cost you one thin dime, so you've got nothing to lose. Get your own personalized Money Map. We've put it all together in an easy-to-understand and certainly actionable strategies on just one page, with all kinds of backup, with a retirement income plan, and also a risk analysis. So if you like one page, if you like it simple, we've got that as part of the Money Map Retirement Review. If you're married to somebody, or maybe you like things a little more complicated and your spouse wants it simple, we've got that too. We've got all the backup data to show you on how you can have a successful retirement. So to get your personalized Money Map Retirement Review, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name to that number, and we'll get back to you to set up a time for you to have your personalized Money Map Retirement Review. So call or text now. Take advantage of this offer. You've got nothing to lose. 1-800-705-1232.
Whichever is easier, you can call or text. Text your name or call and leave a voicemail. Either way, we'll get back to you and set up a time for your Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. 800-705-1232. This is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. We're talking about creating calm within the chaos in your investing and retirement planning life.
Well, and we are. And John, one of the things that I want to mention is for everybody that comes in and visits at one of our offices, they get my book, The Money Map. And I actually wrote this back in 2012. So, you know, it's about 4 or 5 years old now. But when we give out that book to folks that come in for the review, most of them, when they come back to actually receive their Money Map, because the Money Map process is we actually do a lot of information gathering on the first appointment, then we customize it, and then most people choose to come back and get it personally so we can walk them through it. But between those two visits, they've had that book, The Money Map. They've read about our investment philosophy. They've read about the pitfalls that people have in retirement, the mistakes that other people have made, the misperceptions out there in Wall Street. And so a lot of people say, well, Joel, you've written five other books. Why do you keep giving that older one away? Because the older one seems to be the most popular. But when you come in and visit with us, obviously, folks, you can have any of the many books I've written. I've written books about having to retire early, about having that lump sum pension decision. What do you do when you have that lump sum pension decision where you can lump sum your pension out instead of taking monthly payments? Eric has a book about how to structure 401ks properly and whether to roll them over or not. So you can have any of those books when you come in and visit with us. Well, let's do this. We don't have much time. Let's keep going here and talk about how to retire successfully in a world of chaos. And the next point I want to make is you need to have a plan for healthcare costs. Healthcare costs, as estimated by many retirement experts, will cost about $250,000 for a couple during their retirement. $250,000 out of pocket. What's the plan to pay for those healthcare costs? And again, I mean out of pocket. I mean in addition to your regular insurance. So it needs to be part of a regular retirement plan. And John, this is why it's so important to not simplify this, to not just, you know, go online and use some kind of computer algorithm that was built by some 22-year-old who has no idea how hard you've worked for your money and really doesn't know what it feels like to be approaching retirement or to be in retirement when you've lost your earning potential. And again, we might not be the best financial advisor for you. We might not be a good fit. You know me from listening to me all this time, but we might not be the best fit. That's okay. Get a customized plan from someone. Please do that because you want to factor in for the things that you don't know about. Healthcare costs, taking care of parents, taking care of kids. But right now, we're talking about planning for healthcare costs, and that's so important.
We also want to plan for a pretty long life expectancy. Plan to live longer than maybe you're expecting to live when it comes to putting your income plan together.
I remember 20 or 30 years ago, somebody would die at 66, 67 years old, and people would say, oh, they lived such a good, long life. Now, somebody dies at 65, 66, 67, they say, oh, they died so young. That's just an example of us living longer. In fact, if I have a couple that I'm talking to that are both age 65, husband and wife, both age 65, there is over a 30% chance that one of them will be alive well into their 90s. A 30% chance one of them will be alive well into their 90s. So we've got a plan for a 25 and 30 years and potentially more in retirement, which means your money's got to last longer and you better have a plan for all the things we've been talking about thus far. Plan to live longer. And because of that, you've got to be prepared for inflation. You know, what it costs you today to go to the grocery store, to put gas in your vehicle, to buy your prescriptions, whatever it is that you do with your money, it's going to double or possibly triple during your lifetime if you're age 65. So if you need $10,000 a month today, you might need $30,000 before you pass away. We've got to have a plan on those investments to generate enough income to keep up with inflation.
We're talking about creating calm in the chaos when it comes to your retirement plan. Joel, another thing that really is important on this front is not withdrawing too much from your savings. Don't take too much out too quickly.
Well, that's correct. You need to make sure that you don't withdraw too much. You need to have a proper investment plan because most of you have heard about this concept called dollar cost averaging. It works great and it works in your favor when you're saving money for retirement, that systematic deposit into your 401k or into an IRA, whether it's every pay period or every year. Because when the market's down, you put in the same amount of money and you buy more shares. When the market's up, you put in the same amount of money, but because the market's up, you're buying less shares. So it leverages time and regular deposits for you when you're working, and that works in your favor. When you're in retirement, it works against you. Those withdrawals that happen in a systematic way work against you, which is why it's so important not to take too much from your savings. Don't withdraw too much. Now, how much is too much? Well, conventional wisdom used to be 4%. You could take 4% off your accounts, probably not run out of money. Now, Morningstar, in a report they came out with just a few years back, says, well, nope, because interest rates are low, it's only 2.8%. And yet, there are successful strategies where people are able to take as much as 5 and 6% and know that they're not going to run out of money depending on what products and what strategies they use. So the bottom line is, all of this needs to be part of a custom financial plan and retirement plan, again, whether you're already retired or whether you're getting close to retirement, so that you use the right products and strategies so that you do not withdraw too much from your savings. And that dollar cost averaging that helped you, well, when you do dollar cost withdrawals, it hurts you. The math works against you. It's one of those little secrets that Wall Street doesn't really talk about too much, because if you knew how it worked, you'd be very cautious about taking too much risk in retirement.
Last thing we want to consider, Joel, to remove as much chaos as we can from our financial life is, don't let a stock market crash sink your retirement.
Well, correct. And that's what we were just talking about, right? Taking too much risk. Here we are at a time when the markets have basically gone up for about 8 or 9 years, okay, depending on where you measure the bottom. That is a long time. Typically, there's a significant market downturn about every 5 to 7 years. Do not let a stock market crash sink your retirement. Whether you're already in retirement or whether you're within about 5 years of retirement, one of the worst things that can happen is you feel comfortable, you have peace of mind, you're getting your checks every month, you're enjoying your life, you're appreciating the rewards of so much hard work, and then all of a sudden 20, 30, 40% gets lopped off your portfolio. And every one of you, when I say that, goes, well, if I just hang in there, the market will come back. It is not easy to do. That is not easy to do, to hang in there when you've lost your earning power or you're within 3 or 4 years of retirement and you see 30 or 40% of your portfolio gone. So do not let a stock market crash sink your retirement. Have the proper investment plan. Have that plan that not only has a financial plan backing it, but then an investment plan after the financial plan has been built, after the full retirement plan has been built, to remove the chaos, to remove the worry. You've got an investment plan that serves that foundational financial plan, and you're not taking too much risk so that you don't end up sinking your retirement because of a stock market crash. See, any sound retirement plan starts with a foundation to maximize your income in retirement. We've talked about that already today. And the very first step is getting that second opinion, getting that full financial plan to, number one, optimize your Social Security benefits. Number two, maximize your income based on what's happening with your investments. Factor in inflation, factor in healthcare. And I know, folks, it sounds complicated, but we make it simple for you in that Money Map Retirement Review. It's totally customized for you. This is why we don't just send them out. We need to ask you some questions. It needs to be for you. It needs to be customized for your needs, for your fears, and for your dreams, so that you know and you have confidence no matter what happens, no matter what chaos that goes on in the world, you know that you've got the right retirement plan for you. So it never hurts to get a second opinion. We want you to call or text that number right now to get your customized Money Map Retirement Plan. Money Map Retirement Review is what we call it. Call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. We'll sit down with you. Doesn't cost you anything. And I promise you, there's absolutely no obligation and no pressure, but you will leave our office feeling much better and thinking much clearer about your retirement. Whether you're already retired or whether you're getting close to retirement, call or text now, 1-800-705-1232.
Terrific opportunity, and we've made it easy. Whether calling or texting is easier for you, you can just text us your name or call and leave a voicemail. Either way, we'll get back to you. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Remember, when you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll also get a copy of one of Joel's books, either The Money Map or Forced to Retire or whatever from the collection fits you the best. Again, call or text 800-705-1232. This is Money Wisdom. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place. For Joel Johnson and everybody at Johnson Brunetti, I'm John Stillman. Have a great week.
investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.